Welcome to Mikey Pod, episode 122. Today's episode features Jamie Moffat, filmmaker of the upcoming Ordinary Radicals. All right, joining me on the phone right now is Jamie Moffat, who is a musician, videographer, filmmaker, et cetera. Welcome to the show. There's so many different things to introduce you as.
Hi, thanks.
One of the things that's coming up and what I wanted to talk about was this film that you're working on, The Ordinary Radicals. But before that, maybe we should talk a little bit about who you are. My first contact with you was last summer when I was trying to set up an interview with Shane Claiborne, and you set me up with a bunch of music and stuff. So since then, we've emailed back and forth and et cetera. And I didn't realize it, but you're one of the founders of the Simple Way community. Tell me a little bit about how that happened.
Yeah, so way back in the mid-90s, there were... A bunch of friends and I, we all went to Eastern University and came across some homeless moms and their kids that had taken over an abandoned Catholic church called St. Edward's Church in the Kensington section of Philadelphia to get out of the cold that winter. We heard about them, drove down, hung out, fell in love with them pretty quickly, and in a short period of time ended up forming a group on campus that I think quickly became, I think it was about one out of every six people that was a student on Eastern's campus at the time were involved in our organization. This all happened in a matter of like 2 months, I think. So it was pretty fantastic. We all became pretty committed to social justice and working with folks like these folks that we had met in Kensington. And after 3 years of trying to you know, go through college as well as work with folks in the city, a number of us were graduating and decided to form a nonprofit organization called The Simple Way in Kensington with the goal to live in the neighborhood that we wanted to most directly affect and be affected by. So January 9th, 1998, we bought a house on my credit card and moved in the next day. And I'm happy to say that this past January, we had our 10-year anniversary where tons of fun. And now for me, currently, I own and operate a motion picture production company, and I'm happy to say that I was able to buy an old barbershop that is across the street from the original Simple Way House, and now I've got my folks here, and we're making this movie called The Ordinary Radicals right from here in Kensington.
Wow, that's cool. So you lived with the, like, I guess maybe I should describe what, or maybe you can help describe what this community is like, because a lot of people don't really, I don't think, probably go directly to the idea that everyone lives and works together at The Simple Way. Is that right?
Yeah. The I mean, the big goal was we wanted to live and work in the neighborhood that we wanted to most directly affect and be affected by. And a key component of that was the idea of community, where we were doing, I mean, as college kids, young college kids who weren't really familiar with this aspect of city living, it seemed sort of a daunting task. But when there were six of us that started, and when we all kind of committed collectively to do this, it really made it possible, because in community, we were able to, you know, celebrate the good stuff together, but also really rely on each other when hard things happen. I mean, a lot of the folks that we've come in contact with in this neighborhood have drug problems, and just can be, it can, I don't know, I mean, things can be tough here, and you want to make sure that you have folks that you can rely on and who you feel can rely on you when that sort of stuff happens. And out of that, choosing to live together in community, for me anyway, I lived at the Simple Way House for 7 years. Being able to do that really was the difference between choosing to make a decision like this and not choosing to make a decision.
Yeah, I got you. Cool. So then, I haven't read the book Jesus for President yet, which I hope to do before this, but I'll still ask questions about it. So there's a book tour for the book Jesus for President that's written by Shane Claiborne and some other people. Is that right?
Yeah. Chris Hall, and all the graphic design was done by Sharp Seven, which is Ryan and Holly Sharp.
All right. And then the film, do I understand correctly that it's a documentary following around this book tour and sort of the effect it has?
Yeah, the big goal with the flick is I really kind of want to shine a bit of a spotlight on faith and politics during an election year. And I've come across, I don't personally identify as Christian, but I've come across a ton of people who really do amazing things, and faith is the fuel that kind of drives them. I guess my sort of pseudo cynical worldview, I feel pretty aware of the negative stereotypes that get attributed to Christians in America, and there's a degree to which a lot of those stereotypes are accurate for certain folks. What I'm hoping to show with this film is that there are a large group of people who identify as Christians living in America that don't fit that stereotype. And I'm hoping that that folks that have kind of given up on people who have faith to maybe take a second look and use these folks as an example, and hopefully, you know, kind of pulling the lens back as far as we can, sort of identifying me as someone who doesn't connect as Christian, maybe some folks can say, you know, oh, I've heard it all before, and these guys are a bunch of this and that.
Right.
And I'm hoping that I can kind of say, wait, I'm I didn't drink the Kool-Aid. I'm like you. Just, you know, give me 90 minutes, and hopefully you'll see that some of these folks do defy those stereotypes.
Yeah.
And should be connected with. I mean, I really think that there's a lot of folks who would fall under the kind of like the liberal, social progressive, secular world that say and do the same things that this group of Christians are doing. A lot of the Christians that I'm addressing, I don't think they really would identify politically in either realm, but it is interesting to see that a lot of the things that they're saying are similar. But unfortunately, a lot of the times when you have one group listen to or talk to the other group, they kind of get sad or angry at each other. And it's almost kind of like scorned lovers in a way, you know?
Yeah.
Like you feel like you're listening to one side of a really bad breakup. And and I hope that we can kind of get these folks back together and maybe see how similar they are and that perhaps there is some sort of connect that we can make.
Yeah, that's cool. I think that's what draws me so strongly to the work that you're doing in Simple Way in general. And I've told this story a million times on my podcast, but I'll just throw it in a little nutshell, that I lived at a Christian community in Georgia, Koinonia, for several months. And that's actually where I heard about the Simple Way.
Yeah.
And it was really an eye-opening experience. My friend is the director of Koinonia, so that was part of what drew me there. But I was going there as a gay man, etc., to this Christian place, thinking like, what are they going to think? Because sort of made a commitment to myself that if I'm going to do this, I'm going to tell everyone like my truth. And just going there and having like being welcomed in that environment and seeing that these people were following Jesus, although not all of them are Christian. It was just, yeah, it's really eye-opening, and it's really hard to describe that to people who have that sort of knee-jerk reaction about Christianity, and rightfully so, because I had it myself. Like, there are so many, you know, Christians in the public eye that are not at all what I translate Jesus to have meant. But anyway, so yeah, I love it, and I love, like, so you're putting up some of the clips from the film, those interviews.
Yeah.
Are so powerful. So I should throw out theordinaryradicals.com is where your blog and all that stuff is about the film too.
Yeah, and that's where that'll be kind of our clearinghouse of material. We're going to be traveling from middle of June up until the end of July, following Shane, Chris, also a band called Salters. They'll be traveling along with, and there'll be, I think it's like 22 or 24 city tour, June and July, and we'll be traveling along following them. And my big goal really is, I'm hoping kind of like moth to a flame, a lot of folks that feel this way about, faith and about, you know, pretty much practicing what they believe in. I'm really hoping that these folks are going to come to these sorts of events so that I can then go and interview. I mean, the biggest, my hope is that the meat and potatoes of this film will be interviews with folks that you really wouldn't be able to capture glimpses of otherwise, often because they're so busy doing the very things that make them so remarkable. And we're going to have a ton of folks who are, have relatively famous names and are popular, and you've heard them speak or, you know, read their books and stuff. But I'm really hoping that the ordinary part of the Ordinary Radicals will be the people that really inspire the viewers of this film, and hopefully to say, you know, holy crap, this is really happening. It's happening in the U.S., and there are people. I mean, for Christians, they'll hopefully to be like, oh, there are people. I'm so glad to see that there are people like me out there. And for non-Christians, hopefully it'll provide a little bit more of a viewpoint of people who use faith as their fuel and aren't the, you know, the Phelps or the Robertsons or the, you know, those kind of characters that we often see proclaiming their Christianity, which sounds often far from what one would read in the Bible.
Yeah. You know, what's interesting to me, and it just kind of dawned on me, and I don't know why, there's a lot of, like, when I think of it in terms of how the media portrays Christianity, is much like they portray homosexuality or anything like that, where I realize, like, I've always had this thing about, okay, there's a gay pride parade. Why is it that, you know, the guys in the mermaid outfit riding down the street in a shopping cart are the ones that show up on the news? When, you know what I mean? So same thing with, like, we hear a lot about Fred Phelps and people like that because that's what people want to hear about. So it's nice that,
Yeah.
We're developing ways to do this.
Yeah. Well, it is pretty clear that there is, I don't think this is the right term to say, but what comes to mind is media bias. And I don't know if it would be bias so much as, I mean, we live in a capitalist society, and media needs to get eyeballs on the TV or, you know, their blog post so that you can get to the advertisement so that they can pay them.
Right.
Regular people doing remarkable, you know, small things with great love, it's not really a blockbuster for, you know, CNN or Fox or any of those sorts of folks. It's not the kind of thing that gets folks glued to the TV to get them to the commercials to pay the media folks. With that construct, it becomes sort of the lowest common denominator is to get the craziest images of the wildest people farthest on the fringe to make people go, oh, that's great, or oh, that's terrible.
Right.
Either way, they got you to watch them long enough to get paid.
Exactly.
And, yeah, so I'm not really, I hope I'm not going to bore the hound out of people, but I really do want to focus on these little remarkable things that kind of add up, just kind of like a lot of littles, hopefully add up to what will be a good solid viewpoint on the almost paradigm caliber shift that's happening among people who identify as Christians in the U.S.
Yeah, I think that it's engaging to me, and I don't think I'm alone in that. Just it's so eye opening, and so many people really do assume that, well, Christianity is these like huge churches. So I think it's an engaging work and exciting, and people are gonna get that out of it. I think that's just me.
Thanks. I hope so too.
While we talk about what it's like to, the huge corporate sort of media stuff, and this is a independent film, I'm curious about the funding and how all that stuff works for you.
Yeah. So I'm pretty largely self-funding this. I've been working in motion picture professionally pretty much since the day I left living in community at the Simple Way. And I've had my own company now for about 4 years. And how we're able to do this is that I've acquired a bunch of media tools over the last number of years. And we're going to be using all of those and essentially just not getting paid for maybe ever, but probably a long, long way down the road. The dollar value that we need in order to actually produce the film is somewhere between $45,000 and $60,000, depending on, you know, what sort of food we can come across along the way. And I'm really trying to get access to either a diesel or a hybrid vehicle for the journey. And however that all works out, we're pre-selling DVDs and merchandise and stuff like that, which actually it's been pretty well. I mean, for a movie with no trailer out yet, we've got a lot of folks that have already committed financially to the movie, and now we're in sort of the final stages of asking a couple of investor folks to essentially loan us a nugget of money for 9 months or so.
Okay.
So things are going all right. I'm going to need to sell somewhere in the area of about 3,000 units of this DVD before, I believe, March 1st, 2009. So September 2nd is the actual theatrical release of the movie, and that'll be in Philadelphia September 2nd. After that, my goal is to go back on the road again and to release the film in 20 or so cities in independent theaters, to kind of get folks that were interested in the tour and all the stuff that was going on to kind of say, hey, here's that movie that we were talking about. Check it out and tell folks. Making the movie is probably about like only 30 or 40% of the actual workload.
Uh-huh.
Getting the info out to folks is quickly becoming kind of the biggest goal, and having things like websites and blogs and such and MySpace, Facebook, all that sort of stuff has certainly been really helpful as far as getting the word out and just giving folks the opportunity to connect to the content, you know, pretty much putting up all the photos and text and video clips that we possibly can has really made it so that folks can share these stories with their friends. And I mean, I guess that kind of is really the biggest point. I'm hoping that I can tell some stories that folks will personally identify with and help them share with their friends how they feel about the way this sort of stuff goes. I mean, if anything, that's probably really the most I could hope for.
Yeah. Yeah. Coolness.
Yeah.
All right. Well, if people want to help out as far as financially, not that I know that anyone can, but like buying merchandise and DVDs is a way to do it. If you have a big chunk of money, you guys are looking for investors to.
Yeah. That'd be fantastic. One of the opportunities is there's an associate producer section of sort of the funding stream where folks, small groups, communities, if they have the opportunity to contribute $1,000, there's just like laundry list of cool stuff, tickets to the premiere, tickets to the show, posters, you know, all the merchandising, all that sort of stuff. But I got to tell you, it is one of the, that particular aspect of this way of doing things, it's certainly a fine line because folks, I mean, there's definitely folks who have in love emailed me and saying, you know, hey, this kind of, it kind of seems a little contradictory, you know, what's going on. So it was actually, we ended up writing a pretty lengthy blog post about how we're doing what we're doing and why we're doing it. I mean, the simple truth is that we don't have a big distribution company paying for our bills. Like,
right,
we're doing it. You know, I'm going to eat ramen so that we can have enough, you know, camera stock and audio gear in order to do it. And I really don't think that we're going to be able to complete this film without the people who believe in these stories as well.
Right.
And so far, the best way to do it has been to give folks essentially a thank you in the merchandise realm. You know, it's great because it's a way for folks to contribute to the film. They get something back, and you know, with shirts, stickers, buttons, and stuff like that. It's also a great way for them to promote things that they hopefully believe in,
right?
Which are a lot of the stories in this film. I mean, I know for me, I'm the kind of person that I tend to either wear a white T-shirt or some shirt that's connected to somebody that I believe in, and or some important story that I want to tell, and so hopefully other folks will too.
Yeah, cool. Well, good luck.
Thanks.
Yeah, and I'll actually see you guys when you're here in New York City. I think June 28th.
Oh, sweet. Yeah, that'll be great. It'll be a good time.
So yeah, well, cool. And all the information about where the Jesus for President tour is going is on the Ordinary Radical site as well. Oh, and I guess there's JesusForPresident.com. Is that the website for them?
I think it's .org. Yeah, JesusForPresident.org is the official website for the book. I think there's some free. There's intros and outros and images of the book itself that you can go and take a look at, and then if you want to pick it up, you can pick it up.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, it's good stuff.
All right. Well, thanks for taking the time to be on the show.
Yeah, thank you, man. I appreciate it.
Hey, no problem.
It's like a glove and feel what it's like to be free. Try breathing and seeking to be an instrument of love and encourage one another on the journey. Give thanks to the land and the sky up above and pour your energy into building a community. space for the traveler to stop and put some love in. Be a shelter from the rushing and the pushing and the shoving. Let the music lay all night so we can sing and dance. Grow good organic food and lots of bright flowering plants. Put it in a pot and stir it up with lots of loving. Roll out the dough and fire up the cob oven. Dig into the dirt so you can take a stronger stance. Educate, relate, and be creative with resistance. And try on life if it's like a glove. Be what it's like to be free. Try breathing and seeking to be an instrument of love and encourage one another on the journey. Give thanks to the land and the sky up above and pour your energy into building a community. Reflections. Create your own economy, not based on the love of money, but on the abundant and free source of the sun's energy. Feel the healing vibrations of light's far-reaching projections. Open up your arms for caring and sharing your affections. Strive for sustainability, give back to the land, plant a tree. Grow a garden of souls and minds, for the harvest will be plenty. Try on life, it fits like a glove, and feel what it's like to be free. Try breathing and seeking to be an instrument of love and encourage one another on the journey. Give thanks to the land and the sky up above and pour your energy into building a community. Two new eyes with sight as husband and wife spin their love and unite. For unity is the healing force that creates as community blooms from its embryonic states. Give children wings for flight so that they just might find new ways of making the light shine more bright. Sing with them, dance with them, learn with them, help them carry their weight. So cherish them, for they grow at alarmingly fast rates. And try on life, it fits like a glove, and feel what it's like to be free. Try breathing and seeking to be an instrument of love and encourage one another on the journey. Give thanks to the land and the sky up above and pour your energy into building a community.